This is Supply Chain Innovators, the show that helps supply chain leaders get ahead of the curve and prepare the organizations for the rapid trends that lie ahead. I'm your host, Taylor Camarena. Let's jump in. Hello, today I'm speaking with Ryan McManus, the CEO of Share Mobility. Share Mobility is building a new category in automation. They're creating a technology for scheduled mobility that companies and cities can use to offer subscription-based transportation as a service. Thank you so much, Ryan, for hopping on.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Yeah, excited to have you. So before we dive in here, can you start us off with a bit about your background?
Yeah. So I've been an entrepreneur for about 10 years, and I started my career working in industrial automation in the mailing industry. And I got a great opportunity to be an intrapreneur where I would build products inside of a company. And then that led me to start my first business in 2012, which was called Content Via. And it was a marketing agency where we helped other entrepreneurs launch their business. And so I've been working in early stage innovation for over a decade, and I wanted to get into the automotive industry because I think it was, and I still do, I believe it's going to change the way we live more than anything else. And there's a huge opportunity to be a part of the automotive industry's evolution from motors to mobility.
Nice. Interesting. How did you first learn about this industry?
The industry that we are trying to create now didn't necessarily exist when we first started the company. And so we started the company in a kind of unorthodox way where we looked at an industry first, and we looked at the automotive industry, and then we looked to find an opportunity or a problem in that industry where we thought our expertise could be uniquely beneficial. And so through iteration and a lot of R&D, we ultimately found that there was a huge need to provide transportation for people that didn't already have it. And we saw that a lot of the mobility and, you know, electric vehicle and scooter innovation was for people that already had transportation. And so we wanted to build a company that would serve those who didn't have reliable transportation and try to make the world better through mobility.
Nice. That's exciting. Was there anything else you kind of wanted to touch on for the backstory of Share Mobility?
You know, I think COVID is an interesting part of our history. And so we were doing pretty good going into 2020. And we were working with a bunch of different types of companies. We were doing some senior transportation in schools. And during when COVID happened, we lost all of our business. And we had to look at who was still moving to work at the height of the pandemic, because those are the types of jobs that are never going to go virtual. And so that was what led us to focus on the industrial worker and supporting manufacturing and logistics companies who had employees that had a huge problem with transportation. And so that has been our main focus for the last 2 years, as we try to help manufacturing and logistics companies provide transportation as an employee benefit.
So who is your ideal customer?
We focus on the larger companies that have, you know, 100 or 200 people working per shift. We like operations where there's 2 to 3 shifts. And when the companies are located in a rural area and their workforce is coming from an urban area, that's where we know we can have the greatest impact. We're looking for customers that have a workforce who may be spending 20 to 30% of their income getting to work. And that is an indicator for us that there's a huge problem we can solve.
How about competitors? You know, what does this industry really look like?
Yeah, you know, we often have to explain how we're different than Uber or Lyft, and I don't really see us competing with them at all. There's a couple of other companies that are trying to make software that would help a company manage their transportation, but we're unique in that we provide the software and also the managed transportation services. So it's totally turnkey, and we can turn it on in any part of the country, urban or rural. So the biggest competition we have is kind of the status quo of doing nothing or increasing wages. Often they'll turn to, you know, temporary staffing. They'll try to solve their workforce problem in a different way, but there's really not anybody else providing workforce transportation in the way that Share Mobility is.
Can you kind of walk us through an example of what this would look like? You know, right now my head's thinking of, I know Google here in San Francisco, they drive around, go pick up all their employees and then take them to the office. So like, what does that look like, you know, on your guys' end?
We wanted to be able to take the Google bus concept and bring it to companies in the middle of the US and in more rural areas, and especially companies that don't have the resources and scale that a Google does. So the way we work is it's a little bit like Aflac, where you only get share mobility through your employer. We start by working with an HR department in a company, and we use our software for them to understand the transportation challenges of their existing workforce. We try to make a connection that your employee's commute is the first link in the supply chain. And if you can't get your employees to work reliably, if they can't arrive on time, or if you're burdening them with a very expensive commute, that's ultimately going to break your supply chain. And we're seeing this now with 11 million open jobs in the US. And that results in a reduced productivity of your workforce and ultimately reduced revenue for your business. So we look to help companies achieve an ROI. Right now, it's about 18 to 1. They're generating $18 of productive workforce output for every dollar they're spending on transportation. So once we get all things set up, the company invites their employees and the employee creates an account with Share Mobility. They book their ride in advance, and it functions a lot like a school bus where you're meeting your coworkers maybe at the corner or at a Walmart parking lot, and you're riding together the long distance to work. You're riding in a large van or bus, 14 to 50 passengers, and you're riding with your coworkers.
Let's say the bus, does it have Share Mobility logos on it, or is it kind of dedicated to that company?
Most of the vehicles are serving multiple companies. So we look to create efficiencies by having that vehicle used throughout the day for a variety of different employers that are in an area. And so in most cases, the vehicle's being reused. It may have a Share Mobility logo on it, but it's being used by multiple companies in an area. Most of the time, all of the employees riding together work at the same company, but we do have some areas where multiple employers are working together, and we may be picking up employees for 5 different companies at a business park, and that creates even more efficiency. So the two models are kind of like health insurance. You could have your own plan, or you could be part of a group plan.
That makes sense. That's a good example.
Think of it as an employee benefit. So,
yeah, no, definitely. So what makes you so excited for Share Mobility's future?
Well, one of the things I'm really proud of is that we're making a net positive impact on our communities, the companies we're serving, and the riders that are using it. So we're not taking anything away from anybody when Share Mobility wins. And that enabled us to get a lot of support from government and economic development. And it really feels like we're at this tipping point where transportation as an employee benefit is an inevitable. And we've built a model that's ready to scale. We've just raised a bunch of capital. I'm hiring some awesome team members. And so we're at this exciting growth trajectory where the business is doubling every few months in size. And we're showing that there's a huge value in providing commuting benefits for your employees. And so what was a vision 5 years ago when we first started that one day companies would tell their employees the best way to work, it's actually happening. And that's really exciting. And now we have companies taking us to 3, 4, 5 different locations. And we're able to do this in any part of the US. And we don't have any kind of restrictions on our growth.
Wow, that is very exciting. And that all is just happening like recently, right?
You know, since post-COVID, it's all happened really fast because we focused on our ideal customer, this industrial worker at a manufacturing or logistics company. But yeah, it's happening really fast. You know, I've been part of building 45 different startups or so, and wow, I've never experienced anything like this in regards to like traction and momentum. They call mm-hmm. it the flywheel. And it's like every day we get going a little bit faster. We're getting better and better at what we do. It's more and more consistent. And when I step back and I think about, are we doing good for our riders? I get to read our reviews and it's like, I couldn't have taken this job if I didn't have Share Mobility. I would be spending so much more and now I can afford to do something else. Giving a family an extra $5,000 a year can be life-changing. And so it's really rewarding work that we get to do. And I'm also really excited about getting to build this new industry that doesn't exist. You know, I think that one day the mobility industry is going to be as big as the automotive industry and people will get their transportation differently. My vision of it is that they are going to get that from their employer. And just like health insurance, people are going to come to rely on their employer to provide a way to get to work. And as companies struggle to get their employees back to work, now is a perfect time to start introducing a new benefit.
Definitely. And there's the whole aspect of environmentally friendly, right? I'm sure this helps a lot with that.
Absolutely. So for anybody with ESG reporting requirements, you know, mm-hmm. commute is part of the scope 3 emissions. And so if you're looking to reduce the carbon footprint, reducing the commuting emissions is a really great way to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Especially looking towards the future, right? They're going to have to be reporting. Everything's going to be changing. So this is really great. Well, sadly, our time's coming to an end, but I do have one last question. This one I haven't prepped you for, but what would you tell yourself 6 years ago?
I love that question. So I would have told myself, pick one problem to solve. And in transportation, there's a lot of problems. And often you can convince yourself that they're all the same problem, when in actuality, there's a lot of nuance and difference to each one. And each one of those is kind of its own company. So finding a singular problem to solve and then be obsessed with that one problem, that'd be my advice to my former self. I'd have probably gotten here a lot sooner.
Yeah, that's a great one. Pick one problem. I'm going to steal that for today.
Use it, please.
Well, that's all we're going to have time to cover today. But before we wrap up, if people want to follow Share Mobility's journey and keep up with you, where should they go?
ShareMobility.com. You can catch all updates. Also, pretty easy to find on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, it's been great talking to you, and I wish you and Share Mobility all the best. Chat soon. Bye.